care to mention, single out any pleasant, most pleasant surprises among players so far this year?
I would not.
I thought that would be the answer.
No, there.
We may be doing that.
I don't think there's a. That's the thing, though. Everybody uses that word, but I don't think we're surprised about anything. You know, I've said before we didn't put a ceiling or some type of a limited expectation level on any player or anything that we could do as a team, and we continue to. That's how we work every week. You know, new week, new challenges. Just keep going.
You know, in that category, each player is kind of different. Like Ryan McBean goes from practice squad to starter on the number one defense in the league. And then there's like Brandon Marshall, where he was with all the, you know, guff going on in August versus what he's done for you.
Yep.
So like, that's where I'm going. Like every story is a little different, you know?
Yeah.
Where he was.
But I think that's, I think you'll find that's probably the case with most teams, that they don't all get there to the, you know, they don't all get there traveling the same path, certainly. Same thing with coaches. I think with any team, you'll find that the players, the staff, the whole chemistry of the organization, you know, everybody's coming from different backgrounds, different experiences. I think that's why it's so rewarding to win as a team and feel good about it together, because, you know, it takes a lot of work, and it's certainly not an easy thing to accomplish to come together and win a game, you know, with so many players and coaches coming from different places. And I think we're at a point where we believe in how we're preparing, and we believe in our philosophy now. And that's a fun thing to come to work and enjoy every week. You know, we're not arguing about how to do things. We know kind of what we are and what we're not. And, you know, I think everybody's playing the way we need them to play so far, and we need to keep getting better.
All right. A couple weeks ago, Lonnie Hollywood said something to us after the game. I think it was after the New England game, saying that the way that you behave, just the excitement, the cheering, running around the locker room, it was a new breed.
I didn't run around the locker room. Let me straight. Can I say that on the record? I did not run around the locker room. I shook hands with the players and congratulated them just like I always do. But
leaping into Kenny Peterson's arms on the field, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like it was a new breed. I mean, you wouldn't picture Michael.
He'd kill a player.
Yeah, somebody. But do you see yourself as different, kind of a new wave of guys? Do you look around with some of these other young guys you're dealing with?
I don't study what anybody else does in that regard. I think that every coach is different, every player is different, every person would celebrate a win or a victory in a different way. And I think that's okay. I think that's great. That's what makes our game fun to follow, and I think it's what makes a lot of sports fun to follow, is because there's different reasons that people kind of enjoy watching their team. And I think that you work so hard to try to we get to do our job all week long, but really what everybody pays attention to is the 3 hours on Sunday. And it's the most gratifying 3 hours that we have each week. The rest of the 95 hours is hard, and it's difficult, and it gets you ready to play those 3 hours and coach those 3 hours. And I think there's nothing wrong with enjoying it. I don't know, it's somewhere along the line coaches I don't know, but I think there's somewhere along the line in coaching and play. Look, I think you need to be respectful of, you're not doing that to try to show somebody up, which there certainly was none of that in anything that I've ever done or anything I hope our players have ever done. I just think somewhere along the line, sometimes people think that you need to try to keep that under wraps and not let it out. And I think that it's we spend too much time working to try to win, and then all of a sudden you win, and then to try to bottle it up you know, when do you ever get to enjoy it? You know, at the end of the season? No.
Is it the same for you now, you know, as when you were playing and when you were...
Yeah, I was kind of like that when I played. I don't know. I've always had fun coaching, playing, whatever it was. I mean, we work, it's a game. You know, it's not a game, but it is a game, you know, and every weekend we get a chance to do it for 3 hours, and I wouldn't trade my job for anybody else's in the world because I have a lot of fun doing it. And when we win, I understand, and you can keep it in perspective, how much you put into that for 3 hours worth of fun.
Do you see them kind of adopting some of your personality or the team taking on some of that? Because players probably can lose that too.
I think that you can feed off of each other. I mean, you know, you guys have seen the Friday, you know, the before Friday practice kind of thing. You know, I'm sure that most of these guys never did that before here, you know, and I don't know if they'll do it if they go somewhere else, and I don't really care. And, you know, but I think that's something, that's an example of something that we've kind of done together. I think that there's other things that nobody knows about that we do, that we have fun and feed off one another. And I think I've said it before, I get confidence from them. I think they get confidence from us as a staff when we come in and we say, we've got a good plan this week. You know, it's going to work, and here's the reasons why. Here's what we need you to do. And then they believe in you. And then if they go out and they do it the right way and it works, then they really believe in you. And I think the energy and emotion is kind of the same thing. You know, not only can I get confidence from them, but I can also feed off of their energy and emotion. I think they do the same thing with their coaches.
Is there anything from being 33, or do you see yourself doing that when you're 63?
I don't know if I'm going to be doing this when I'm 63, but I don't know. I mean, I think everybody has an opportunity to show emotion and energy. And look, I think the word that we're talking about is passion. And I think I'm passionate about trying to get our team ready to go to play to win. And then I'm passionate about winning. And I think they're sharing the same energy and passion and emotion. And it's not because I gave it to them. It's because that's the group of guys we have here. And I think they understand how hard they work and how much time they put in. And then to not let it out and enjoy, you know, what you just did, I think that's, you know, you're wasting an opportunity that, you know, how many times are you going to get it? You know?
Are you going in the bubble today?
We are.
And also...
We tried to get all the media people out there with shovels, but yeah. Mark said it didn't work.
you know, did you might have heard something about your high school football card going up in value?
Somebody told me that.
Do you by any chance, do you have that card still?
I don't know if I have. I mean, I might, but I remember it, but I don't. Yeah. I don't think I don't have it on, you know, at my house, or my mom and dad might have it.
Yeah. Well.
Thanks, Coach. One quick question. Any challenges getting the players to practice this week? And has there been any hiccup in any of that?
Nope. Practiced hard on Monday. Same thing yesterday in pads. A lot of hitting. Probably as loud of a practice as we've had in a while. And, I mean, there's a lot of popping and a lot of banging going on. I think they know, you know, they know what we know, which is we're 6-0, we haven't accomplished anything, and we got a heck of a challenge in front of us this week. And, you know, I think they're excited to play this game. It's a really, really good team we're going to get ready for, and they got a lot of work to put in today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and continue to prepare all the way through the game.